Bolito, Radio Life and Style, 88.0 FM.
It is a very warm welcome to the wonderful world of 88 FM to Sarah Ferguson. Breathe Conservation is your company, right?
Yes, it's my non-profit. It's my hobby. I'm a physiotherapist by trade, so that's how I earn my living.
Well, welcome, Sarah. Yeah. Welcome. Good to talk to you. You're based in Durban, and I didn't know this, I'll be honest with you. You're a Guinness World Record holder swimmer. Tell me more about that. How many records did you smash?
Just one.
What was it?
Yeah, I became the first person to swim around East Island in 2019. So that was a 63.5-kilometer swim in very difficult conditions.
In one go?
19 hours and 8 minutes.
Is that how long you were in the water for?
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a long, long time, hey?
It is a long time in very, very salty water.
What kind of training did you put in to manage that
feat? A lot. I'd done a couple of longer swims before that, so I used to be a competitive swimmer, so I think that's done a lot of my training, hours and hours in the pool. And then I did a channel crossing in Hawaii, which was about 18 hours as well, so that kind of prepared me for this swim.
Are you still doing those kind of things now, Sarah?
I am a little bit differently. I swam from Durban to Port Elizabeth 2 years ago, which was not nonstop. It was a stage swim, which is very different because it's actually almost harder because you have to get in every day and do hours and hours.
I get tired flying there.
It's a long way to drive. It's a longer way to swim.
Wow. Incredible. Those are brilliant records. They really, really are. So you're just a water baby through and through, right?
Yeah, I love the ocean.
All right. Now, Breathe Conservation. Tell us about that, first of all.
Yeah, so we're a non-profit company, and it was founded off the back of my long swims to have a platform to speak out against issues that are affecting the ocean, specifically around single-use plastic at the time. And we've evolved from moving away from throwaway plastic, because everyone knows enough about it now to change behavior, to more trying to reconnect people with nature and just get people to understand the importance of protecting our oceans.
How bad is it?
It's pretty bad out there, but, you know, people don't want the negative stuff. We know a lot of the facts already, but, you know, especially in Durban, if you've lived here and you're an ocean lover, you'll know how bad it's been. We've been hit by riots, we've been hit by pollution spills, we've been hit by huge floods which have affected our ocean. You just have to see the beaches after any heavy flood in summer, and it's full of plastic and pollution. There's
A lot of these things have driven tourists away from overseas as well. I mean, they're not stupid. It all comes up on social media. So we need to fix it, don't we?
Absolutely. And that's what our event for World Oceans Day is all about. It's about celebrating our oceans, but also highlighting why we need to protect it and why we need to support nonprofits like myself and others that are fighting to protect our oceans.
All right. So the World Oceans Day swim is on the 8th of June, which is literally just around the corner. So the stage is yours. Tell us more.
So we do the event for people who love the ocean, and we cater for beginners all the way to your ones that are more advanced and want to challenge themselves. So we've got an 800 meter for your beginners. We've got the typical mile, which is like your mid-mar mile. We've got a double mile, which is 3.2 kilometers. And then those that are more familiar and want a bit more of a challenge, we've got the 5-kilometer swim. So we're trying to cater for everyone who swims or who wants to swim, to get them involved in supporting our event. We also have two beach cleanups that we're collaborating with Southern Sun, as well as Ushaka, for those that don't want to swim or the spectators that come with their families. So it's going to be a really fun day. And all the funds raised from that event go in towards our marine ecology program. So last year we raised funds to create a booklet specifically for our coastal area of fauna and flora for grade sixes. And we are teaching over 200 grade sixes with that funding this year at Umhloti Primary and Addington Primary. And next year, we're hoping to do more schools.
Lovely. Now, you're looking for sponsors to come on board. You need kind of an amount around about 30 grand to cover the safety aspects of the event, lifeguards, boats, etc., etc. What do you need to tell sponsors? What are they going to get back?
They're going to get saving the oceans back. But, you know, it's all the funds that we raise from this, you know, go towards our program. So if our costs get covered, then we're able to spend more money on our programs, and sponsors will get exposure obviously on the day. They can get branding on the boats, on the beaches, social media branding, and they'll even get a special guest appearance by me if they want me to come and give a motivational talk. Also offer a tax certificate.
I'm sure you're very good at that.
Try.
All right, so where does it start and finish?
It starts at Durban Point Beach Club,
right,
next to your Sharka Pier.
Plenty of parking there, isn't there, as
There's plenty of parking underground, and it finishes at the same place. So it's a circuit swim in a very calm part of the ocean. It's very flat, typically, and this time of year, we've got very little wind to no wind and zero blue bottles. So it's a really good day to come and support our oceans.
I've got to ask you this. Blue bottles, no. Sharks?
Sharks are in the ocean, but I've never seen one in that part of the ocean before. We've got our shark nets, which are controversial.
Yes.
That makes people feel safer. I'm personally not a fan of them.
No,
but,
I'm not either.
You know, sharks are very misunderstood. And if that's your only fear, come and join. We've got swimming clinics. We've got four more clinics in the build-up to the event for those that want to become more familiar with the ocean and just learn some tips and understand about sharks. We'll come and tell you all about it. That's every Saturday and Sunday this weekend and next weekend. It's R50, which goes to the lifeguards, and it's at 7 o'clock at Marine Life Saving Club.
All right. Finally, tell us how to enter. I'm busy that weekend.
Oh, you really?
I get frightened in the shower. But anyway, how does one enter the event? It sounds amazing.
Yeah, you can enter on our website, www.breatheconservation.org.
Is that it? Simple
That's
as that?
That's it, as simple as that. And if you enter now, you stand a chance of getting a free towel, a limited edition towel. All swimmers will get a cap, and the first 250 get a bamboo toothbrush to help them on their sustainability journey.
What is the cost to enter?
It depends on the event. It's between 200 and about 350 per event, between the 800 and the 5K.
I'm presuming you have a Facebook or Instagram page as well.
Yes, we do. It's Breathe Ocean One for Instagram and Breathe Ocean Conservation for Facebook.
And how far are you swimming on the day?
I'll be doing the 5.
I thought you might. There's a thing. Sarah, it's a great event, and hopefully sponsors listening will be you know, giving you a shout a little bit later on, and that $30,000 will just boom be in your bank account by the end of the day.
Amazing. You Lovely. Can go onto the website to get details for donations as well.
That website address, just finally, once again.
www.breatheconservation.org.
All right. Lovely talking to you. Have a great event.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Sarah.